And our website, the vote.utah.gov, was getting just a record number of hits. And yeah, for about an hour and a half, the whole website as a whole wasn't down, but the address lookup part was sputtering.
Yeah.
And we have one of the server issues. And so we have our Department of Technology Services looking into that. But we did get it back up and running. And I was down at my caucus location, and I can tell you, there was a lot of excitement, and the line, as people have reported, was certainly out the door and down the block of the school that I was at.
Did you walk out with kind of a gut feeling on how things were shaking out within your precinct?
Well, it certainly seemed similar to what you're reporting, that Cruz was having a big night. I know with the few precincts that I was involved with, that was certainly the case, that Ted Cruz was getting the majority of the votes.
What about the online voting? Now, I decided this year I was going to go through that process. So I went through the whole thing, and for me it went, for the most part, without a hitch. When are we going to see this applied at the state of Utah? I kind of feel like we're getting a little proof of concept here tonight.
Well, I think you're exactly right. It is something new, not only for Utah, but for the United States, that online voting. And it, as you know, most people are used to doing things online. It is very tricky, though. You know, the party was able to pull this off partly because they have strings that the state doesn't have. And, you know, we have process, procedures, auditing, and, of course, the requirement to keep a voter's ballot secret, which makes it very difficult doing that online. And being able to have the voters trust the system is what it comes down to. And so, yeah, it's one step forward, and certainly it was not without issues, as we all know. But I think it was great that we were able to try that out. At least the party was. The state was not involved, but certainly we were watching and learning.
So if I kind of understand what you're saying here, is that if the state were to adopt an online voting system, it would be very different from the one that we all use today?
I think so. We would have to be very careful all the way from what are the specs and the procurement of it, and ensuring that we have all of the appropriate resources behind it. So I think it would be different of what it is, was done today. But certainly, you know, watching this, it has been amazing. And some of the feedback for those people that it did work well for, certainly like the fact that they were able to do that online.
Yeah, I think that's the key phrase, for the people that it did work well for, those who voted later in the day, like Ethan, those of us who tried to go early in the morning, and it wasn't just me, and boy, we started getting text after text and email after email talking about the issues. We called the Republican Party. They acknowledged that there were some issues and actually gave us the phone number of the company that was actually providing the online voting service, and I'm sure they were thrilled when we all started calling them. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this was one thing, and we certainly want this vote to be sound. We want it to be legitimate. We want it to be secure. But there is a much, much higher standard if the state of Utah is going to put their seal on it, and this is going to be something statewide for both parties. Because remember, this was just Republicans.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When you're talking about over 1.2 million voters, the specs on that system become a lot different, and the expectation, I think, as well. You know, we are election professionals, and if we were to implement online voting, that is the expectation. It was interesting to watch how it worked, but I'm not sure. Certainly in the next few years, do I see the state moving forward, and for that matter, any state in the United States, just because it is still something that needs a lot of forethought and preparation for.
Yeah. Well, I think it's worth making a priority because it just, the way it smooths things over, especially when you've got so much competition for so few parking spaces at your average elementary school, then it could really ease things up on caucus night. All right. Mark Thomas is the state elections director. He's been joining us tonight. And Mark, thanks so much for your time on what we know is a busy evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.